Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
What will the sweethearts do when fashion is gone? Gathering tattered threads, rolling them alone. Loving the cellophane, seeing it through. Loving the plastic thing, smothering you. To justify selling a holy land for a piece of the pie, what will the wealthy do to pay for it all? Buying a righteous plan, starting to fall.
What you did over there?
Comic book covers for songs. How about that shit?
I had some refried beans at dinner. And I don't know if I can trust any of these farts I feel building.
That's right.
I may poop my pants.
Al and I got leftover baked potatoes.
See, I don't do the leftovers.
Man, I don't mind a leftover every now and then.
I did make some
there we go.
I did cook some dinner the other night that the leftovers turned out to be okay with.
Did we want to try to do the foam?
We're already here.
We'll do
we're
it.
We're already here.
We'll do it on every time. Yeah.
We'll already
that's
here.
How much we care about you. Thank you. Man, listen to the audio version. It was always there.
Y'all just wait.
Just wait.
You'll see.
Do you really want to see just how ugly things can get? They can become very... We like the grainy footage.
Yeah, I like the grainy footage. Makes me happy.
We like these early 2000 shits.
I swipe bacon grease on the camera. You don't even have to do that. This is early 2000s technology. That's what we're operating off of. It has its charm. Welcome you to Porch Talk.
Woo!
Who you thought I was going to... This is your host, Alan. Big John, how goes it?
Fucking fantastic, man, as always.
Okay. What's up, Will?
What's going on, guys?
Flipping the flop. Party's all here. if you're wondering about Brother Cobb, he was...
So are we.
We don't know.
I was going to give you an update. He was extremely concerned about the thunderstorm, and he took the night off. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Hey.
That's what we're going to go with.
Completely understand that, because thunderstorms can be...
Yeah, because it came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it just popped up.
Yeah, we had hail. We knew it was coming.
We had 15 minutes of shame. Shame. Yeah. Shame.
It was rough. Rough for a second.
We were all just out there sitting around chilling. Just
watching it.
Yeah. I think I like it when it rains. So that's what we was listening to.
And you know that the Clockwork Orange, when... what's his name? Michael McDowell's character. What's his name?
Alex.
Is like, yeah, Alex is like going down the street with the, you know, the walking stick. He's like, I'm singing in the rain.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I feel like I want to get out with a walking cane and do some ultraviolence.
Okay. You want to do some of that, yeah?
Yeah.
He's in the mood, dude.
Ultraviolet, yeah.
Ultraviolence.
Speaking of, I don't know, you know the movie In a Violent Nature.
Yes.
Okay.
I watched that. I don't know if I told you guys about that. That shit was wild.
Pretty wild. Pretty wild. Well, the reason I brought it up is that, I don't know, you know the band I Prevail?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
They just released a new song called Violent Nature.
Okay.
And that is probably the hardest damn thing they have ever put out. That thing is, I'm talking about, like, you going to break some shit? Listen to that song. You will. You probably will. That's pretty. I was like, ah, shit. Okay. It was nice, though. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So, give it a listen.
I have to check it out. Yeah.
Give it a listen. It's pretty good.
I stepped out of my box when I watched that movie because, you know, usually I don't like super.
Yeah.
Super duper gory shit like that.
That was wild, though.
That was wild. It
had some crazy, crazy kills in that.
All over a necklace.
Yeah. Oh, it was just. Yeah. Yeah, it was a shit story, but it was
terrible, but it was crazy kills.
Yep.
While we're there, I would like to recapitalize. A lot of people are like, what band was y'all talking about on the audio version before the episode actually started? That was Sleep Token.
Yeah, we were talking about Sleep Token.
The hottest band in the land.
Yeah,
yeah, they're doing big stuff right now.
I mean, I love them, of course, but, you know, I'm just excited that I'm just excited there is a band, like a harder band. A lot of people can, you know, conceptualize that it's not metal or anything. But anyway, they got hard riffs in a lot of their songs. And
I was gonna say it seemed like
we listened to the album on
outside looking in. It's really poppy to be metal.
That's the thing about it, because they switch in between all kinds of different genres, which is that's where the allure I think is coming from. I mean, they're not bad. If they're gonna have the number one album in nine nations right now, in nine countries, their number one album, plus every single song off the whole album is in the top 100 Billboard right now, which is wild.
Crazy.
No, which I get it, because anybody that can bottle whatever the fuck they've got, because, I mean, I've had that damn album on
the devil.
I've had it on repeat for a month, or since it come out, since the 9th. And it's just like, and to be quite honest, I don't even like the album all that much, but I just can't stop listening to it.
It's just because of the subliminal messages?
Well, no, I think it's shadow work. It's shadow work. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. There's a lot of things that they talk about that you can really relate to. Plus, with the going back and forth between the different genres and stuff, it's kind of shock. It's kind of like it goes from pop to metal to like a jazz to R&B. It's just wild, you know. So, and it for a lot of people that enjoy all those genres, you get it all in one song. Which is wild. So I get that.
I would like to bring up the latest open mic offering that we did past Thursday.
It was wonderful.
Enjoyed it.
Enjoyed every minute I was able to be there. Yeah.
Hip hop, R&B. It was good.
Rap. And I would say the same thing. There was a lot of nervousness. There was a lot of a lot of misunderstanding, maybe. I don't know. Like, there was a misconception, but like the main thing that I was trying to help people understand was these are artists. These are people real serious about their music, and they're serious about their stage performance, and they never get an opportunity to perform in their hometown. I don't know if they've had an opportunity to perform at all live.
Yeah.
And we were able to give them a stage.
Almost every single one of them that got up there said, this is my first time. Just about every one of them said that. So.
Every one of them I got to hear fucking killed it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They did a damn good job.
So, to be able to facilitate something like that, I think that was, it was a barrier-breaking event. And I don't know if there will be another one.
And that's what's sad about it, man, is you can't do anything different.
Yeah.
Anything, outside of the norm.
Yeah. Anything
new. Because people are afraid of outside of the norm.
They are.
No, and I don't want to linger there too much, but like even with the open mic, and that's how I met Knuckles, and that's why we like decided to do like this breakout event of an open mic into another one.
Yeah.
And obviously you can hear Knuckles and Cho and Law and all the guys that performed at the open mic. I mean, because they're going to be performing there. But it won't be like a night like fully given
for hip-hop.
Given to the genre.
Yeah.
Like for, because I always found it wild. That's why I wanted to try like the breakdown of it. It's like, okay, my open mics are typically like more folk, more country, more rock and roll, more guitar and like,
yeah.
That's style centric, but that is another style of music.
When you get into hip hop though, you not only get lyricists and rappers, you get people that make beats, you get a little bit of everything.
But and all those guys were from Columbus and like they make their own beats and they write their own lyrics and they're good. And I'll tell you this, is like mad respect to the game, because a lot of people were asking about the event and they were like, well, you know, I don't like a whole lot of language. You don't have to worry about it with these guys because their biggest topics, and huge respect to them, is I would say life, love, and faith.
Yeah.
And that's what they sing about, and that's what they're pursuing. It's like what they want for their lives and what faith has done for them, and love.
You know? Yeah, there was no gangster thug talk.
None of that
kind of stuff.
I mean, and that's what I say, is like these are real, true performing artists, and they deserve a space to be able to perform.
They deserve to be heard.
Because
that's the thing. Yeah.
Even with this possibly one off event, the garden was packed.
Oh yeah, everybody was having a good time. People out there,
and the people that were there for the music.
Yeah, that's what they were there for. Exactly. You know,
they were buying drinks and they were having
pizzas, and I mean it was a successful event in my eyes.
Yeah, I thought it was too.
Yeah.
It was enjoyable.
But I, at the same time, like
I also understand, though, you know, what can come from those kind of situations.
Sure.
And I think that may be what everybody's fear was, is it's going to turn into something crazy.
Yeah. And I had to continually reiterate that. And like Molly, you know, she was from the front, and she was on me, you know, how loud. Or like even language, and like I pulled her off to the side after the second or third time, and I was like, "This is art. This is an expression, and it has to be at a certain level or volume for you to fully experience the music.
Get the point across."
and it also like with them speaking into the mic, like they're like the way that they say every word, the enunciation. It could be breathy. The whole expression of that genre is important in all detail, and you have to have the volume. Yeah. It's a little bit different than doing like just a folk show. And each style that you try to represent, open mic or whatever it is, it's like you have to tune everything up for that. And that's another thing I don't think that was probably properly conveyed on my end about like how loud it was probably going to be, but I didn't feel like it was any louder than any other thing. You know, it was probably right up the same.
Ain't nothing ever going to be louder than Red and Revelers.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. I was even like, wow.
Yeah, Red and that was a hell of a sound system.
That was.
Dude.
I was like, all right.
And you're
going to
see that. You're going to see that at Oktoberfest again. They're coming back, by the way.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see them motherfuckers again. Yeah,
so there you go. But like, I don't know. I just wanted to kind of open the floor up, like just talking about like, because I have this Sunday series that I'm going to be doing at the store, is recording like a 3-song set, and all the guys rapping there, like I don't know if they want to do it as a group or if they want to do it individually or like all of the above, But I would be totally down for doing that at the store, like setting up.
Having their time to shine. Yeah.
And like real. Giving them a space because I totally believe in those guys. And like, I mean, you heard the, everything that they said when they got up there, how much it meant to them to be able to perform live on a stage in their hometown.
They were ecstatic. They really were.
And just through the performance, like early during the first song, was like they would mess up and, I mean, they were, like, free and open about it. And you could tell. It's, like, how I always took for granted, like, my style of music and how, like, if I wanted to go out with my guitar to an open mic, I did that when I first
You're going to mess up.
But, like, the thing about it, like, there is not an open mic for...
For that.
Exactly. Yeah. No. That's what I was trying to do.
Yeah. Trying to open that up. To, hey,
and it was missing...
Because that talent is here, too. It's here. It's just got to be
Would you show up to an open mic like if it was a honky tonk? That's why I wanted to create like another event.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like it's this open mic is like more toward what like you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
And like you only have so many hours to work with, and like maybe we can make that one open mic work and like break it in half. But like, come on,
man. And who knows? Now that it's done, maybe somebody else will be like, "Hey, that's something."
That's the hope, needed, right?
You know? I mean, that's hopefully...
It can be done. Yeah. It can be done.
Exactly.
And I saw so many people pack the Garden that night that had never been there before, and it was such an opportunity to win them over.
Yeah, at least to have, like, hey, here's another place. If anything, they may have already known the artist and they came for that, but they've never been to that venue before. They've never been to that business and that establishment. So now they're like, I know it's here. You know? They may or may not come back, but... At least they know it's there now, one way or the other.
And I mean, and that's all I have, and that's I guess every now and then, this is my segment. It's called In Defense of the Genre. But, I mean, just representation for such is like, we've had a bad run with trying to do comedy in places.
Yeah, comedy gets shut down everywhere you try to go. Because in order to be funny and to make people laugh around here... it's not a real nice way for me to say it, so
say what's
it's
weird.
Just hard to it's just hard to do comedy in Columbus, Mississippi.
Yeah,
I leave been, it with
it's,
that.
It's been tried a couple different times, a couple different instances, you know, and I think it went well for there for a little while. But then,
it was going good, and then it just
died. Yeah,
just died, and then I tried to pick it back up again, and just COVID.
Yeah, that fucked a lot of shit up. You know, that's what happens.
I mean, I've tried bringing things in, and it's still, you know, like, I don't know. Like, maybe some places you just can't have things.
You can't have, there's some things that...
Some places just aren't open enough.
Are cool. For things they're like cool that. With something to an extent.
Yep. Anything past that.
Anything past their boundary is off fucking
limits.
Yeah, it's like,
no, we're not going to have that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, this is not what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Because it crossed...
That's going to open up all this other stuff.
It took them out of their comfort zone.
Exactly. And that's the whole point. If that did come in, yes, it is going to open up a lot of other stuff. That's the thing about it. They're just afraid to grow. There's a lot of towns around here, a lot in the Bible Belt where we live. There's a lot of towns that are like that, that are afraid to open up.
Afraid to grow. Afraid to go any farther than
where it's already at. That's just how it is.
Because they're afraid. Because, like, I know how older people are. They think we're fucking, you know, in our late 30s and shit. And they still look at us as kids.
Yeah.
True.
People of authority that are elderly.
Oh, yeah.
You're still a kid.
We're still kids.
We're still have the mentality of children to them. Kind of like us with people under 25. You know, they're fucking kids.
We do that. I do that. But I'll tell you, like, to your point, it's wild to me. It's, like, just the amount of advice, like, given. You know, like, I've made a couple of, like, big changes in my life. I mean... I bought a business, you know, and like just people like coming out of the woodwork who like would be around my dad's age or like even a little bit older. Like,
you know what you need to do?
To my grandparents' age. But like, hear me out, is like exactly what you're saying is like all the unsolicited advice.
Yeah.
It's like,
because you're not running it the way they want you to.
Well, not only that, it's like, I don't know where it comes from, but it's like every time like somebody comes in or like, you know, they call you and like, man, I was just thinking about it, and like, granted, like, I appreciate the thought, but it's like, dude, if that's what you think, where's yours?
Yeah.
Why didn't you?
That's true. I get that. But then again, you also got to think, too, people that are older, and for as you go, any of them get older, a lot of them give you advice not to down you or anything like that.
Sure. It's just
that they've got to leave there a lot more experience, or they have done. Now, in granted, yeah, they don't have a liquor store. They don't have what you have.
Sure.
So they really don't know, but they've lived a little bit more to understand. So I get that on that point.
That's a better point.
I get that from where that comes from. But
I feel like they should shut the fuck up.
I hear you.
He's that American Idol girl. Did y'all see
that? That's right there in the back of my mind, too.
Yeah. Like, traffic.
Shut the fuck up.
Vegans.
Shut the fuck up.
Babies.
Shut the fuck up.
Everybody should.
Shut the fuck up.
And she'll live in infamy. But that rule. But yeah, dude, like, both sides of the coin. I was like, dude, like,
I think it's time to drink their fucking insure and sit the fuck down.
Okay. But like, on that other side, though, it's like, dude, I get it. I see what you're
100%.
saying.
100%. Yeah.
But like,
drink your fucking insurance.
This is my rodeo, not yours. You know,
This is my dog and pony show, and I will beat that motherfucker if I want to.
Like, let me fuck this horse, and you go away.
I will beat this horse into the ground. You know why? Because it's mine.
But you know, I love some of the ideas.
I mean, yeah.
You're gonna get million dollar ideas out of it. You know, and yet you're gonna get stuff that she's gonna be like, whatever. You're gonna get that, no matter what. So, and you're gonna get some stuff, and you're like, you know what? I never fucking thought of that. That's probably right.
It's even like when you're expanding like the inventory, and we can get off the liquor talk. But I mean, I like when someone comes in, it's like, oh, you don't have what I want. Well, what do you want? And they'll tell me, and then I'll look it up right in front of them, and then I'll like do a little math, and I was like, if you want to pay this,
I'll get it.
Yeah. I'll have it. Get it for you.
Yeah.
And 9 out of 10 times, they're like, yeah. And I was like, I'll get a bottle.
You better come and get it, though.
I'm not about to buy a whole case of the shit.
Yeah.
Can you give me some cream to mint?
Dude, and I'll tell you, but like some of the people, especially like when I see them time and time again, and granted, I'm there as much as I can be, but those people who are like they are my customers.
Yeah.
Whatever they want, I will go above and beyond.
Because you know your customers. You know, they're good. You know your people.
Exactly.
And if I have something they don't like, I'll bend over for
it. He was willing to go drive yesterday to go get something for somebody, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, I'll go get it now.
That's what I told him. I was like, if you give me, if I can break away, I'll go get it right now.
Yeah. So it's just how it works at times. But, you know, then you're going to get those people that, you know, I'd like a bottle of Barton's. Well, fuck, I would too, but I ain't paying that damn much for it, you know?
Can you get me some Pepe Van Winkle?
And I always tell them, yeah. Yeah, I absolutely can. I absolutely can get you. Yeah, yes.
What about some Blue Label Johnny Walker?
Yes, I can. I absolutely can.
Yeah? What would a one-off bottle like that cost?
they're gonna put the deposit down.
Yeah. Well, give me some up front for that.
You're talking tens, thousands.
Well, not. I'm talking about the Johnny Walker is only going to be.
Well, there's Johnny. There's Johnny Walker that gets up.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And that Pepe Van Winkle, it really gets up.
But
I'll tell y'all like something interesting, and like I'm snobs of it. Like I like Jim Beam. I like the White Label. If I was going to drink whiskey, I mean that's what I would drink. That's what I keep at the house for myself. If I'm going to have a shot of whiskey, but I do have, like, Blanton's, and I do have...
You have some Blanton's?
I do, and I do have Weller's at the house, and Weller's is... the person that taught Van Winkle, Pappy, how to make that. Like, so if you get Weller, like, that's the OG of it, and it's actually better than Pappy Van Winkle, but, like, these snobs, and, like, you just put a label. That goes for anything in this world when it's talking about marketing or pricing. If, like, the name and the reputation of it can hold weight.
Exactly.
Like, the cost doesn't matter, and it elevates it to, like, this ungodly thing to where, like, you no longer, like, pay for the actual product. You're paying for an experience just to be able to show a label to somebody.
Yeah, look at my bottle of Pappy Van Winkle.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like I said with the damn, with the pizza rolls. Your Tostitos pizza rolls or the Walmart brand?
Walmart brand
is superior. All fucking day.
All day.
And they're cheaper, you get more, and they don't bust in the oven.
Yeah, they don't bust.
I mean,
the breading is thicker.
So
it tastes better.
Expensive and name brand isn't always better by any means.
Half
the time I'll go with store brand over just about anything. There's only a few things I'll have to go name brand with.
I mean, and that's something else, and we'll get off of it, but like this is just like universal things that I think people would be excited about is. Like, I have two, like, local record labels, like, shipping me records and CDs. We have Dialback Sound out of Water Valley. That's Matt Patton from the Drive-By Truckers. It's his record label. The records from Dialback will be represented, like, Laura Jane and the Mississippi Medicals. You'll have Model Citizen. Jacob Kennard, the first person who's going to be playing closed on Sundays at the Liquor Store YouTube channel. I mean, just, like... We'll have their records, and then also Cornelius Chapel out of Birmingham, Alabama, that hopefully if I have the time, I doubt it's going to happen this year, but like I was going to be like building up like a super group of like people to record a cool record with, but we're going to have every Cornelius Chapel. We're going to have some Cornelius Chapel over at the store, and the catchphrase for that, we've never heard of you either. So, if you don't know about Will Stewart or Sarah Lee Langford or Janet Simpson, the Timbers, or just all these great projects.
They don't know you either. They have no clue who you are.
So, come by the store. I got space. We got this curio. We're going to build like a... I'm going to bring my record player down there. We're going to be playing these records. And if you would like to come down and get you a record at the store. And on top of that, we're playing like OG comedy movies like Kingpin or, you know, Tommy Boy. Just like the store
has feel good movies.
All the classics.
The store has like a cool feel to it, John. Yeah. You got to come sometime.
I haven't even been while you were operational.
For real, man. It's fun. I mean, I go every Saturday. You can hang out with me, man. I just that's what I make my day out of those days, man.
Because, yeah, I'm going to have to be staying out of Columbus.
Well, that ain't in Columbus.
That ain't in Columbus.
Yeah. It is what it is.
And dude, it's chill spot. We got great comfortable chairs. You're just kind of hanging out.
Just gonna have to get me a chair.
And every now and then, like, it gets interesting.
Oh yeah, you'll hear some stories. You'll be like, you'll laugh your ass off.
Well, I'm from there.
You get a little wound up sometimes. Yep. You know?
There'll be people that know me because you know I'm from there.
And apparently, I've got that approachable look. Apparently, I don't know. I didn't know I had that. I really hate that I have that. But people just like want to come up and or they just talk to me. I'll be sitting there dealing with Alan, but they'll be turning, looking at me, and talking to me, and da da da.
Like, yeah, like, buddy, I'm like, down there.
All right. I'm like, I'll cut up with them too. But I'm like, all right, cool.
Good times. I've learned this. People treat you different. When you're the business owner.
Yeah, when you're there, they're like, I don't want to talk to you.
I've noticed that.
Yep, they will.
And get you a shirt that says Fred and tell them you're Fred.
I walk in there like this, dude.
Fred.
He walks in looking like a Fred.
Yeah. And half the time, especially if I'm on flip flops, I'll be walking around there barefoot.
Yeah. All right, that's wild.
You won't do that once you drop a damn bottle of that motherfucker. Mm-hmm.
I did. I broke a paw on my son. I was showing my brother. Oh, no. I was like, you know, the sagging shelf.
Yeah.
I was like, this is what I want. And I picked up in the middle and I was like trying to show him where I wanted it. I was like, and the whole shelf went. And I saw like 24 bottles, 12 on each side, just fly over my shoulders. And I was like, oh shit. No. It only would bust it. And I was like, that shit was freaky, dude. That was cool.
So your store smells like parmesan,
right? Yeah, dude. Smells
like that. Get you in the mood as soon as you walk in.
You need to get smoke some dude. Cigars in there.
That way, I got cigars.
Smell like parmesan and cigars.
You got that cognac laced Cuban up in there.
Hell yeah. I need to get one of them cigars.
Hell yeah, that's
the thing. Can I burn it there?
In the store?
I'd say outside.
Yeah, you can take your ass outside.
Can't smoke inside any building anywhere. What are you talking about?
Man, you can smoke a couple places.
Yeah, well, out of the city limits, maybe.
Casinos, man, they'll still let you smoke in them motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's because they're pumping it, which is wild, because they're pumping a damn room full of oxygen. It's going to light up.
Very true.
Wild. Ready for that bitch to blow the fuck up?
Yeah, like, it's worth more in pieces than it is alive. So,
well, what of...
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
My goodness, we swear to it, but I don't think any of us have been able to make it to the theaters. But there's a lot like moving. There's a lot shaking the new Final Destination.
I want to see it. We should have did that today.
Look, bringing that up too. There's two things that are coming around.
I'll be right back.
Will you grab me a Liquid Death?
Yep. But no, there's two things coming around that I think they're rumors because I've seen it multiple times. I've kind of tried to do some research to see what's going on. One of them about Annabelle. Remember last week we were talking about Annabelle that was in New Orleans. All that shit happened. So they moved her. They apparently moved her somewhere to Texas, and supposedly they lost her. I'm like, I was like, how the fuck
how
you
the
look?
Fuck you
can't.
Lose?
As much security as they had around that doll, there ain't no way that it got lost. But supposedly I've heard multiple things that it's lost somewhere in Texas. I don't know. Anyway, but beside that. Also think it's a rumor because I looked a little bit farther into it, but saw it multiple places where there was a movie theater somewhere. There's an older movie theater. The roof collapsed while they were watching Final Destination Bloodline. And I was like, I don't know. I saw some comments where everybody was like, oh, that would have been, I bet they're a part of the Bloodline or whatever, you know, all that kind of stuff. I would have freaked out. And also I saw that, no, that was in my town and they were watching this other movie and that wasn't had anything to do with it. So I don't know. But those are still cool stories.
Worldwide news at our fingertips. You got to, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the only thing. I'm thinking they're rumors and they could be. But if they're not, that's
the thing about it.
Pretty fucking wild.
I saw a pretty cool thing on the internet earlier after my phone charged up a little bit. You know, they're discontinuing the penny?
Yeah. Oh,
in 2026.
They are.
After they get done with the blanks, there will be no more fucking pennies.
Yeah, I saw that. Well, which I get because it costs 3 cents to make a penny.
Ha ha.
Yeah, it costs 3 cents to make a penny.
That's
but yet,
the way America works.
But it costs a lot less to make a dime and a quarter than what they're worth. So it kind of evens out. But I was actually having this conversation with my parents last week. I was like, you know, I understand them discontinuing. That's fine. There's plenty enough out there. But how many? Every one of us, I'm pretty sure, probably have a jar somewhere full of damn pennies.
No, I'm cashed all mine.
You cashed all yours? Okay.
Well, actually, my whole piggy bank, that was how I started the store.
Well, I get it. Okay, I understand. All right, I will say 80% of the United States probably has a jar somewhere in their house or in their car full of pennies.
Yeah, you know? I've had them.
So, you know, if it takes 3 cents to make a penny, why wouldn't the government or the mint or whatever?
Buy back.
Yeah, well, no. Like, get in cahoots with, like, Coinstar or something. And be like, you know what? You bring all your pennies, we're going to give you 2 cents per penny.
2 cents per penny.
2 cents per penny. We'll give you double your money back on a gift card or whatever it might be. Everybody cashes in their pennies. We've got more pennies back in circulation. They have still made – it's still cheaper than making more. I mean – It's not.
I think he got $1 million idea.
It's not right. Fucking rocket science. It's not hard.
We should tell Elon Musk.
I know. I mean, maybe he'll watch this. I don't know.
I'm writing my email.
Y'all share it. Thank you. Put it on X. I don't give a shit. But hey, I did.
Not a bad plan.
It was my idea.
Turn them in.
I'm already, you flick
pennies, you put them in the wishing well. People don't put quarters in that damn thing.
You know
anymore.
Exactly. You know what I do with pennies? I fucking flick them at people.
That's what I'm saying. Pennies are worthless for the most part. Yeah. So I get why
they're only good for entertainment.
They're only good for entertainment.
Yeah. I mean, even if you collect 100 of them, you've only got a dollar. You can't even get a McChicken.
Got a dollar.
Every now and then you'll see.
And you got a heavy ass pocket.
What about those failed influencer videos, though? I got to tell you this. It's like, I kept a penny every day, and let me tell you what happened. It was like, the math would make sense at first. It was like, one day, 1 cent. 2 day, 2 cent. 1 week, a quarter. 2 weeks, $1.50. 3 weeks, $7. 2 months, $30. 3 months, $10,000.
Yeah, well,
like, damn,
like,
man.
You just jumped up like crazy.
Yo, penny, yo, penny, wow, dude.
You know, that reminds me of something that I come across. I saw this interview with Amy Poehler. Y'all might remember her.
Yeah,
remember her. Saturday Night Live and Park and Rec and all that shit. Right. Anyway, she had there was something that she was talking about. She was like, you know, as far as like how money and everything is perceived and everything now compared to back then. And they were talking about, you know, baby boomers. It was all about the money.
Yeah.
Gen X. Is it really about the money?
No.
Millennials. Where's the money?
Where's the money?
Gen Z. What's money? You know, that's, I mean, she said that and I was like, that struck a chord. I was like, you're right. Now, yeah. And it struck so much of a chord, I even dived into that a little bit farther just to see. I'm like, that makes so much damn sense, but why does it make sense? So, baby boomers, typically our parents' age and stuff like that, you know, they had plenty of money to go around. They had $80 billion worth of money just floating around, just kind of like, hey, we can make money.
Economy.
You know, it didn't take much to do. They could save. They could make money. And they could save
houses.
Yeah, so that's why they were always like, you need to save your money. Need to save your money, that kind of stuff. All right, cool. So, Gen X, which would be like their children, you know, usually kind of earlier, you know, that was, you know, kind of beginning of the 80s and stuff like that. So, they had everything they needed because their parents provided, and they had plenty of money to provide for it. They didn't have all these crazy gadgets because they weren't available. They weren't out.
Yeah.
Or they were too expensive and it wasn't worth getting. So, like a TV would have cost, you know, couple thousand dollars for like a big screen TV, which hell, they could have, that was twice their mortgage or whatever the fuck it was. Anyway, so they weren't worried about it. So now we got millennials, where we grew up with all that shit, to where now all that shit's kind of like, all right, whatever, you know. They told us to save our money. We're supposed to have all this money now. Where's the fucking money? Because we worked, we tried, we did everything we could. There's no money to be made.
Yeah, there's no money.
And now we got Gen Z, where a cell phone, all that shit is cheap as shit. You can buy that. You buy TVs you can get three TVs for $1,000 now.
Yeah.
No, nothing to it. A cell
40
phone.
40 inches.
All that kind of stuff.
But you can't live.
Exactly. They can go to work and work all they want to. They'll never have a house or never have anything. You could give them a job and say, hey, here's a house, a car, a cell phone, and three meals a day. It'd be the exact same thing as them going to work and working now. So that's exactly, I was like, that's when I got to diving into it, I was like, that makes complete sense.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was my rant. I'm sorry about that. I just kind of.
And that just goes back to my point where boomers need to shut the fuck up.
Exactly. Boomers, shut the fuck up.
But I mean, dude, I'll tell you this, just from like this standpoint, it's like just how the people like just approach you now. Me now, like business owner and all
this. Yeah, because you're important now.
You got all that money.
Yeah, you got all that money.
That's that. Yeah, but they don't understand. It's like there's constant flow.
Yeah.
Yeah, like business is like
it's coming in, but it's also going out to keep it coming in.
Business is gotta, like, you know, alcohol.
It's not
and
like
weed.
I'm going, hey, Scrooge McDuck. And
you don't ever make a whole lot of money, but you have
I'm
a lot.
Swimming
of
money.
I'm over here like scratching my head, dude. I'm like,
alcohol is the same as weed.
It's like I don't get to keep any of this.
Make a lot of money. But you have a lot of money flow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all coming in, but it's got to go back out. It's got to go back out.
Yeah, because, I mean, yeah, you do make profit off each bottle, but then you got the city coming at you for almost 40% after everything you think, you know, all parts of it.
Yep.
That only leaves you 60%, and then you got to pay employees, got to pay for insurance, you got to pay for the building, you got to pay for all the shit in the building. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're talking like a business,
man. Which is well over 50%.
Which is well over 50% of exactly. your income.
So therefore, I had this, you might be left with 10%. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
I had this brilliant guy come in, and he's like, man, I was thinking, you know, you got these plastic bags.
This is going to be a $1 million idea here. Oh, yeah. I can already tell.
You know, it'd be a lot cheaper if you get paper bags. That would make it to where you could lower the price on my bottle.
At least 10 cents.
At least 10 cents. I done the math. And I looked
paper
at him
bags
and I said,
are way more expensive than plastic.
I looked at him and I said, you know where I get my bags? He said, no. I said, I try to source it and buy it locally. So take a guess.
I don't know, where are you getting them from?
I don't know. And I said, okay. Let's say that paper bags were discontinued for them, and that I can only buy these plastic bags, and I bought 20,000 of them for $100. Divide 20,000 by 100 and tell me how much that displaces your prices. And he just kind of looked at me.
He probably couldn't do that, man.
Yeah, he wasn't like, doing that.
And he just looked at me, and he was like,
man, I can save 25 cents in shit.
He looked at me, he said, huh. I said, now tell me a little bit more about running a business.
Yeah. There you go.
And I said, I never even considered, like, in thinking about your price of the bag when you walk out. Yeah. Would you like it to go up?
It's like that. It's like, yeah. This didn't even factor in the price of your product you're getting.
I ate that.
Well, sure it is. Sure it is. No.
I ate that.
No.
You want me to stop eating it?
This is just part of running a business. I gotta have supplies.
That's probably why your prices are so much better, because you eat a lot of the costs that your, I guess, what would you say, predecessor did not.
Maybe. But, you know.
He may have been hitting them up for them bags, bro. He might have been hitting them for a dime each bag.
Every time.
Oh, you need an extra large bag. That's going to be 20 cents, bitch.
Hold up. Let me ring this bag up.
Maybe.
I was like, you need a bag? Yes, of course you do.
I'll get you some of those.
My brother cracked me up, dude. Like, you know, my brother's at the store just as much as I am. He runs it for me, but he wears a little rubber bracelet that says, I love the earth.
Give him a plastic bag. He's like, over here, he's like fucking Captain Planet. Then all of a sudden, here's your plastic bag.
Here's your plastic bag and three straws, bitch.
we had Friday was our big run, dude. Like, we picked over 60 cases of, like, booze and hooch up, right?
Yeah.
And we left Sam's Club and, like, I bought, like, things I need for the store. Like, got an air fryer and, like, just miscellaneous, like, mixers and things like that.
So you don't have to leave to eat. Basically, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went and I bought, like, food for, like, my employees. Like, we got chicken nuggets, chicken fingers.
Everybody gets tired of Jack's and Mexican places.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah,
and now that you have an air fryer, it's like you can literally bring anything from home and make it good.
Hey, cook you a steak in this bitch.
Whatever you want.
Yeah. If you make a mess, you better take it home and clean it up, though.
Yeah, but, no big commercial sink or nothing there. You know?
Yeah, I can't wash dishes, but...
You can cook you a chicken tender. Exactly.
You got some liners for you.
But man, we had left Sam's Club and we were sitting down, and I was like, let's go get us a steak. We were in Logan's, is right there in front of Sam's and all that. I was talking to Trey, and we were talking about everything. And man, you sure do like think a whole lot about like the excess and things. I was like, that's where you can kind of
that's how you get your margins. Yeah, that's how you control your profits. Exactly.
And I was like, I'm building things where I can, like, excess. Like, it doesn't matter that you can get, like, a Red Bull cheaper at my place, or you can get a Coke. Like, dude, you can get a 16-ounce Mountain Dew for $1.49 at my place.
Oh, shit. You ripping them up, dude. Sprint Gillis is going to come after your ass. They're going to be standing
That's
up
what I'm saying. It's like, but
fucking
like,
knives
but,
and shit.
But that's a mixer.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, so you're not even selling sodas. You're selling mixers.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you come in there, you can get one of those for that amount.
Zoe wants to know if she can come in.
21.
Even though you got regular drinks.
Yep.
You don't have regular drinks. You have mixers.
You got mixers.
It's a package.
You can send an adult in to get it for you.
Package store. I can't sell it on mine.
That's right. Period.
Not even a
Not even something that's legal for a minor to buy. Exactly.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
It's just what it is, man.
It's that's because like, boomers need to shut the fuck up.
Like, you can't, like a minor can't go into the pony, you know? It's just the same
They should
thing.
Allow them to see them titties.
Well, yeah, of course they do, but they can't. Legally.
I feel like if the minor has money for the titties, the minor should be able to see the titties.
Oh, it reminds me, guys, we might have a field trip going on. We got the pony has got a
field trip.
What is it?
They got
the mechanical bull coming up.
Oh, looky here!
Yeah, it's the hoedown throwdown.
It sure is
in Methland.
Yeah, let's go.
You know, like it wasn't a phenomenon at all to me. I don't even think it was like the entire state of Mississippi. I think it was the entire like United States when they did a top 10 of like. Where STDs live per capita.
Mississippi.
No, actually, it was West Point, specifically.
Yeah. West Point specifically.
It's like number 8.
Yeah. It's mainly because of the pony, which is actually, it belongs to Starkville, but they don't claim it.
They don't claim it.
They don't claim it.
If you look there, you go.
They're like, you know what? We're going to put it as far out as we can to where it's like, you know what? You got to take the West Point and exit to get to it.
They I think they use Starkville to sound cooler.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like, it was strip club at a college town.
The Pony Starkville.
Like, no,
bitch,
it's not.
This is West Lowndes County.
I'm like, if I lived in Starkville, I ain't going out that way.
And when it was DeWorks Luray, they was calling it West Point. Yep. They're like, the best strip club in West Point, Mississippi.
Yeah. Hey, wasn't that the ad you did on 99.9?
He did his radio voice.
He just clicked it right on.
He turned it on for him. I gotta get back into music, man. Cause the other stuff I was being a part of is not working out anymore.
Oh man, I would like to do a couple more things.
You should do a commercial.
Right now?
No. I'm talking about on
Make
FM.
A commercial for
on FM. On 98.1.
It's not anything that needs a commercial.
No,
come out to Al's.
I mean, it's the only one. It's not like he's competing with anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's all good.
There was a rumor the other day that one of the gas stations, they were getting their liquor license.
You can't do that. Not in Alabama.
Yeah.
You actually can.
They
can. No shit.
If they have a separate building, they can.
Yeah.
Well, let them do it.
And one of the stores in Reform was... Apparently, plot.
The Gillises, they're coming after you.
Chill, relax. Let me tell you how funny this is.
Yeah.
It is, like, they said the store, and I was like, that's funny. That's the same store that gets busted every 2 months by the ABC for selling under the minors? You think they're going to give them a liquor license?
Yeah.
And then, like, they was quick to rebuttal. You don't think they'll take that money? And I was like, you got a point there. But they ain't never right with it.
They're not gonna give them a license if they have been
Which gas station is serving minors?
Some of them.
Busted out.
Marathon and Texaco.
Marathon and the Texaco.
I don't think they're doing and they're probably not doing that intentionally either. It's probably just somebody being fucking careless and stupid on the job and doing it. You know? That's probably all it is.
It's actually the owners running the store and they don't ID. But thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I was trying to...
Yeah, I figured that about the marathon.
Trying to help me out a little bit here. Okay.
They sell you anything. They sell you anything they got.
Cheers, man. You want a little competition? I got a little competition for you. Have some slander.
How's slander taste?
We'll put that shit on the internet.
And it's true.
Yeah.
I'll probably take that out.
Anyway. No, you know what I think?
Edit.
Probably. I was another cool article I read right before I came in here.
What?
Guess what day it is? May 25th, right?
It is May 25th.
You know what happened on May 25th, 1996?
Oh.
Lead singer of Sublime OD'd.
That's true. That is true.
A day in history.
A day in history. Music history.
Yep.
Boom. His son's killing it with the remaining members, though. They're doing great.
Is that real?
That's
fact. Oh, yeah, they are.
We're all talking about a 311.
Welcome to Rockville.
Yeah, they're welcome to Rockville.
They wore it out there. Yeah.
And we're talking about going and seeing 311 in August.
Yeah.
Avondale Brewery. Or whatever the hell it's called. I don't even know.
Avondale, yeah. You're right.
Yeah, I'm not very familiar with Alabama on that side, man. That's not my stomping ground. Yeah. Might need to start.
Cool venue.
Might need to start it.
Dude, I'll tell you, ever since I've been back in Alabama more and more,
I just wish they would free the weed a little bit.
You feeling it? Yeah. I still like Mississippi. I like, they're a little bit more. Mississippi's a little bit more carefree than Alabama.
Mississippi is more carefree.
A little bit.
But I think they're about neck and neck.
I mean, they're twins. They're related by all means.
They'd be related.
But I think Mississippi's the cool brother.
Oh, it's like the
school. Alabama's like the one that went off to be...
By cool, if you mean like tobacco and everything a little bit more cheaper and you can get away with a little bit more.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That's cooler,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
But, like, Alabama does other things.
Oh, yeah. They definitely
Alabama
do.
Is
Alabama's got some shit. They cooler. They like, do.
Alabama's coast is fucking booming.
Oh, yeah. Versus Mississippi's coast.
Mississippi's coast is
50 feet.
Yeah. 22 miles of shoreline.
Throw a rock.
Yeah, like.
That's where it is.
And you might get hepatitis, but it's okay.
Yeah, they still got oil in there for when that fucking spill happened over there by Corpus Christi.
Golly.
But you can go to the casino.
You can go to the casino. In order to gamble, you got to be on water. I don't understand how the boat revise is running because it's not on water anymore.
I wanted to spend a little time with the movies. Revise, I don't know where to go from there, John.
Oh, movies? What about movies?
Tubi. Tubi is amping up. There is more free horror movies than ever before.
I watched a good Jason Statham on Tubi last night, or night before last.
It's free. Guys, you can just hop on there and get it.
Yeah.
And Tubi, they have a portal through to Shudder, so...
Yeah, true. They do have them. They have some Shudder films on there. You're right. Mm-hmm. And this is not a paid advertisement because Tubi's free.
Tubi's free?
Yeah. They can't pay us. They could pay us, but they have no reason
to. When you walk into the store, if you see like a movie that you like...
It's either
Tubi or like YouTube. Like, yeah. I'm not paying that to have that film like just shot to the store.
Yeah.
Not doing that. But
you might have to pay a royalty on it now, but you know.
You know, I never had that at the store. I only have a TV. I actually broke it tonight.
Yeah. Not there anymore.
He broke it right after he did it.
But anyway, yeah, dude, like fucking Tubi rules, dude. Like, get in the Halloween game. Like, a lot of people are like getting into indie films.
We're a little over halfway to Halloween now, so it's Halloween time. So let's do this.
It's getting ready. It's getting pumped up, and you might see like a cameo of us, maybe in a horror films on the Tubi.
Never know. Come next year.
Never really know. But anything else to do, boys? There's a thunderstorm cooking. The laptop is creaking and cracking. Thank you for 90s technology.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's not even up to 2000 standards, dude. This doesn't fell down to the 90s.
We America.
It almost needs an external fan.
We America Online over here.
Yeah, AIM. Ching.
Ching chong ding dong.
What'd you do when you was like going to eat dinner or something? You put your away message up, so when somebody would send you a message, it would pop up this fucking. Sorry, guys, eating dinner. Be back in 5.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah,
I've got mail. Yay!
that's exactly what happened. Thank y'all so much for listening. We'll see you next time.
That's right. Mail, motherfucker. We'll be right back.
breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.